This is at Trustworthy Slav.
This is at Incognito, COH.
CRK Black.com Pilled.
This is the Fed Post.
The Vanity Fair thing. So apparently Vanity Fair wrote smart. The New Right. Peter Thiel is funding the New Right or whatever. It's like, that's the headline. And like, oh, it's different from QAnon. And it's like some lengthy article, and the guy's describing like dissident right Twitter, basically.
Mm.
And list major players in the thing. And Yarvin's mentioned. Yarvin and Thiel are sort of mentioned as like the head guys. I didn't really read
the men behind the curtain, if you will.
Yeah, I think the main figures, like, I think the journalists went to one of these events for, you know, conservatives that was like put on by Thiel, right? And that's kind of the backdrop of the whole thing. It's kind of frames it. And I think the main figures are like J.D. Vance,
right.
Yarvin, and Blake mm-hmm. Masters, right?
Blake and J.D. are like the electoral experiments of the and the thinkers are Thiel and
correct
Molebug, yeah,
correct, and or Thiel's like the puppet master, right? Or the guy kind of funding it, and. And yeah, a certain Southern Autodidact Gamer podcast was mentioned.
Fuck yeah, Alpha Male podcast.
And a certain Cross America White Hotep podcast was also mentioned.
Pan-American Hotep.
Pan-American White Hotep podcast.
Let's go.
Honestly, this is me saying this is just cope because we didn't get anything quite as amazing as Southern Autodidact Gamers, which is one of the best things I've ever heard in my life.
Is that literally the words in the thing for
Good
Old
Boys?
Yeah,
dude, that's how they describe Good Old Boys. It was incredible.
It is incredible.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really
Bog just lit up when he saw that. I know it did.
Yeah, it's a really long piece.
Oh, it's long as fuck, dude. I was reading it, like, I had to read it over different settings. I still haven't even read all of it. I just skimmed. I don't really even read any news article. I just skim through that shit because otherwise you're getting bogged down.
I love just it, like, answering the question of like, what would it take you to read the writing of some like lib journalist? and it's like the bar for what it would take is like higher than having yourself be quoted in Vanity Fair. Not enough. I love that. I fucking love that. That's the angle they had.
Yeah, I mean, our mention was like, you know, like a paragraph of like, they said we're dissident right, and they said I think they were bringing up Tucker quoting. I thought it was they were referring to me, but I think what they were referring to was Oren being quoted when he was on our show, and we're talking about him being quoted by Tucker, and then
it was COH, the boy COH,
right? And they quoted COH
has officially been quoted in Vanity Fair now.
Yeah, that's my mainstream cameo.
Yeah, you can use that to book gigs now.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And
they quoted you saying that it's good that. I don't want to botch it. What exactly?
I just looked up the article. Let's see. Let me get to it.
Saying like.
Okay, here we go. The ferment is starting to get noticed. Quote, I think that it's a really good sign. One of the hosts of the Dissident Right podcast, The Fed Post, said recently, discussing how Tucker Carlson had just quoted a tweet from one of their guests. Quote, this is a kind of burgeoning sect of thought, he went on, and it's causing people who are in positions of larger influence and relative power to actually have to start looking into it. Well, let me first say also, he kind of spoofed up what I said a little bit to make me sound a little smarter, I think, because I definitely didn't say burgeoning ever at any point.
You did. That's how I remembered it. Because I was like, this motherfucker just said burgeoning.
Well, anyways, I feel like they kind of wrote it in a way that makes it me sound a little bit more cohesive than how I actually spat it out. But also, it's a quote that could have come from anyone. You know what I mean? Like just saying like, oh, I think it's a good thing that this is getting a little bit more attention. I don't think that's like they had to quote us there. To get that point across, I think it was somewhat deliberate lumping us in there.
For sure. I mean, they're characterizing. I mean, yeah, the source, like the choice of sources is an editorial decision to characterize this group that they're talking about. 100%. Yeah. I mean, because it's like, I mean, there's only three podcasts that are, there's four podcasts that are mentioned in the whole piece, which is
Red Scare.
Yeah, which Good is Red Boys. Scare, the Southern Autodidact Gamers, and Alex Kashuda's Subversive Podcast. Mm-hmm. And us, obviously, lest we forget.
The Dissident Right Podcast.
The Dissident Post. Right White Hotep Pan American Podcast.
Man, I'm going to submit an edit to them. Just ask if they can toss that in there, Pan American White Hotep.
100%. Imagine if they did it. Like, that's what they get for just, like, wading into this bizarre world.
Yeah.
It's just, like, you're just, like, getting in. We, like, have lawyers contact them. And they're like, hey, Jim, did you notice the White Hotep lawyer emailed us this morning? making sure we include some notes about Beasts of Antiquity and
Yakub's cave.
Yeah, you really got in the deep end here.
Man, that'd be great, really. That's kind of, that's kind of what you get for waiting in this kind of circle. I remember this is, we're kind of getting right now into a little bit of discussion on what the quote was specifically talking about, and which we also talked about with Thaddeus a little bit, which is that the proximity of our kind of milieu and our thoughts and just kind of like shitposting to the actual machine of media politics and how that's somewhat unsettling. And how it's like maybe not a good sign for the machine in general, and for like the health of discourse. And I think I kind of settle on thinking that I think it's probably for regular people, it's a net good thing. Like I said there, but, as far as like for the stability of the current status quo or the machine or the prestige of our institutions, definitely not a good thing to be dealing with Pan-American White Hotep podcasts.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Like, I don't know. One thing I have been thinking about, because you were texting, I can tell, like, CRK is being quiet right now. You can just tell the floodgates are going
to
open.
I'm trying Steven. Not to be, like, fucking angry right now. I'm trying not to yell into the fucking mic, so I'll let you guys talk, and then I'll say what I think.
You were talking the other day, COH, about, like, it is kind of crazy, this thing that we've done, and it's like it is kind of crazy to just be like, you know, we're just three dudes talking into microphones, and then we get referenced there. We get, you know, there's that Tucker shout out. It is a little wild to see like echoes in these institutions, right? And I think about like this isn't the usual kind of shit that I talk about. But it kind of occurred to me the last couple of days, which is like, think about like occultism in magic a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. And this is sort of like a little bit like white woman, like The Secret type shit, which...
No, that's kind of base though, bro. I'll listen. I'm into that kind of shit, whatever.
Straight up, just to have shit happen, just repeating it and just like visualizing it in your head, and like mantras have power. Mm-hmm. Right. And I think that like this stuff isn't all that like crazy magical when you actually just think about like, no, the more you just like visualize something, then like the easier it is to just conceive of it. And then the easier mm-hmm. it is for you to just like take steps to make it happen.
And rituals and mantra specifically, like with having generational, traditions of people putting a certain amount of faith or praise or intention or whatever into these, you know, sacred mantras, phrases, symbols, whatever they be, in whatever religion it is. I think that it kind of endows them with a certain power in itself.
Totally. Yeah,
that was a little bit of an aside. Keep going there, Slav. Sorry.
Well, and I was just going to say, like, I sit sometimes and I wonder, like, well, what the hell did happen? You know what I mean? Like again, you can't get around the fact that like this was basically just like sitting in a group chat on Twitter and just, you know, one day CRK just being like, hey, you guys, you know, you want to just shoot the shit on Discord? And then it just became this, right? Mm-hmm. And like, that's insane, right? And it's just, I think it's just like with any like large undertaking, I think like this huge part of it is just like repetition.
Yeah.
Like we, We're just doing it week in and week out. And I think that's a white pill for really anything in life.
Definitely. You know what
I mean? And I think that's pretty cool. I also think it is just like hilarious. I think it's fucking hilarious, right? Just the whole thing I'm talking about of like, man, why would repetition and conceiving of something over and over and over again in your mind until it's just this like perfected little pearl of something you can accomplish? Like, why is that so effective? And why is something so simple so profound? And I think it's a lot of it, honestly, is just like the games people play on themselves and the way that like externalities feed into that. I think about weightlifting. I think about weightlifting and how, you know, if you're trying to lift heavy, your mind has a really, really tangible effect on whether or not,
absolutely,
you know, you can get a couple reps in at the end there. Right. And that's a pretty commonly understood example. Yeah, I don't know. It is kind of funny, and it changes your view of this stuff a little bit when you just think like, oh, well, you know, not anybody could do this. And it's like, well, it's kind of true, because I guess like not anybody is going to be autistic enough and insane enough to just like repeatedly talk into the void for 2 years until you're getting acknowledged by these weird places. But that also is like something that anybody can do in a pretty straightforward way. Yeah, I don't know. It's just something I've been thinking about.
That's kind of my thoughts on it too. And that's something that we got in, I came into a little bit of conflict with Thaddeus about that, when we just went on his episode, because I was talking about, I think it kind of goes to show like what you're saying, but also just kind of the universality of a lot of what we talk about, and how it's not necessarily the most original thought, but it's something that resonates with everybody, and is being put forth in a way that people can connect to, and they can't from other sources. And that was kind of my take on it. And Thaddeus seems to think that that's in fact wrong, and that we do have a little bit of a more original take, and that maybe there is something specific to what we're doing as a set of people, that sets it apart from just anyone being able to do that.
I do think it does mainly just come down to just this like
the grind.
Yeah,
the grind set,
just,
bro.
It's just the grind set.
Well, I don't take this as an accolade. I don't. And I know some people have been saying, oh,
well,
congrats.
before you it's get into that accolade. Really fast, this isn't necessarily even an accolade. It's even just like, especially in this kind of hippy dippy way we're talking about this, like it's undeniable that like this is a certain level of like a higher level
relevance
of like,
yeah,
exactly,
sure.
Exactly.
Yeah, recognition.
I very specifically, because I know that I have a much more positive view of this piece than you do, which isn't really very hard to do. But I'm not
about anything really
about anything. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a common thing, I guess. But, I don't even know that I would personally say, I mean, to be honest, I read the whole fucking piece and I reread, parts of it a couple times. I don't really know that I would ever refer to it as accolades. I think it's just kind of painting a picture. But yes, it just like
it's libel to me. It's fucking libel. That's what it is to me.
All right.
And that guy who wrote that can suck my fucking dick. If he ever hears this, suck my fucking dick. Honestly, that shit had me pissed all.
Let's pull up his name and name drop him.
No, fuck that. Don't give him any fucking clout or whatever. Fuck,
oh, you're not going to at the dude when you're talking shit about him?
Why? He's replaceable with any of these slugs. He is. He's just some goop. He's interchangeable with any of them. He doesn't matter individually. Mm-hmm. Listen. This is part of a broader thing. Look, the Tucker thing is funny, okay? Him quoting me is funny. That's funny. And that's not an accolade either. I'm not very fond of Tucker. I'm glad he gave me credit. I'm glad he put my name up there. That was cool. You know, they cropped out the Giga Chat. That's kind of funny. It's just a funny situation in general. And that tweet, I mean, that tweet wasn't like that popular. So him finding that out of there is very strange. It's like interesting to me. It's not very like, I don't have any positive or negative feelings about it, really. You know, there's other things I've said that I thought would be more up his alley, like anti-woke things or something like that. I was surprised that that's the one that sort of caught his attention. It was kind of interesting to me. But, you know, but I don't feel anything negative about that. It's just like, oh, well, it's a funny occurrence that happened. This is different, okay? Because Tucker just quoted me and just said, you know, this is what he said, and that's true. Just kind of left it at that, right? Like, whatever me and him disagree about, whatever, if I say something that's true and it's true, then, you know, that's all that matters.
He doesn't. He's not really just a genius anonymous account on Twitter. He didn't say a new account or any of that bull or whatever.
Yeah. And look, if he says stuff that I agree with, I'll say that too. I'll be like, oh shit, he's on point about this. There's a point where you don't need like overlapping lenses. It's just like, all right, individual things were said and it's true, whoever, regardless of who said it. This shit is in line with these fucking DSA cucks who write articles about the post left, right? Who I'm not going to name anybody because no free clout or whatever. These people who write these things about us, who try to pit us into these fucking boxes, and who write articles all the time about Teal Bucks and Teal funding all these dissident right media people, which, you know what? I mean, if that's happening or whatever, none of my business. I don't really give a fuck. I mean, I don't respect that. That's none of my business. And Teal, I mean, I don't know how the right feels about Teal. I mean, obviously a bunch of people like him, but he's a fucking reptile. He's a fucking reptile. Okay. That's what it is. If you're a tech billionaire, you are a reptile. There are no fucking exceptions to that. There is no based tech billionaires. That does not exist. Okay. Same thing with this fucking Elon Musk thing. And the two of them came up with, you know, during the PayPal times, or whatever. They're all fucking reptiles. They're all interchangeable. Him and fucking Zuckerberg and Bezos, all of them. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck if he endorsed Trump or said whatever. I really don't give a shit.
Of course.
All that means is that he's slightly more savvy than the next reptile. That's it. Mm-hmm. Okay. And listen, Trump is different. Yes, I know Trump is of their class, whatever. Trump is different. Trump is different because he's just different. Okay. He's kind of like a fucking grifter. Like he's kind of a moron. He's a useful idiot. He's kind of like, he doesn't fit neatly into things. He kind of like, his money is very inflated in value, right?
You know, and he's not the same class of person. I don't think different. That he's like, he's not different. A tech billionaire. He's not industry person. He's like mouthpiece. You know what I mean? Yeah. He's like, he's entertainer. It's a different ilk.
And being a real estate scumbag is bad. I'm not saying it's not bad, but like there's another level with the tech guys. That's another level of fucking evil shit, right? So that's one thing.
Mm-hmm. And I agree with all those points.
Pinning us with that fucking milieu and just pinning it as like, oh, we're taking that money. That's what the article is saying. The point of the article is to say that we are taking money from Peter Thiel, right? And that everything we say is based on those money, that
it
money
tainted by it, sure.
And we basically are part of a rebranding for the GOP to make them more palatable. That's what the whole point of the article is. So there's nothing, like, I see people saying like it's in good faith or whatever. It's not just you guys. I've seen other people say there's nothing good faith about it. It is fucking slander. It is fucking slander. And fuck that guy. And nobody tells me what to say. You know what I mean? Nobody tells me what to say. And I take a lot of offense to that. I do. So, and you know, there's people who've hit me up who are fucking blue checks with, you know, fuck ton of followers with institutional backing that hit me up and say, hey, let's meet up here and there, whatever. You're in the city. Let's meet. And I always say no. Okay. So let me make that fucking clear. Okay. I don't fucking meet with any of these people. You know what I mean? I don't do that. So, you know, I take the one thing I take offense to is people being like, oh, I've got this agenda, whatever. And I always thought it was just funny until I realized that people actually do that shit. People are taking money and saying shit based on that shit. I'm not cool with that at all. No, in no fucking way. So nothing remotely close to that is cool with me. So, you know, if I'm heated about it and it sounds like I'm heated about it, it's because I am. Like, I'm serious. That's not fucking cool.
Dude, so motherfuckers are going to associate you with whatever all the time, no matter what you want to come out and say.
Whatever. You know, he can do whatever the fuck he wants, but I need to make it fucking clear.
Yeah.
That guy, I'm a fan. He made me a fan of Mohammed bin Salman. Okay. That's how I feel about this. Honestly, fuck that guy.
Yeah, see, I'm not even going to argue that there isn't like an aspect of truth to what you're saying. I think that the connection to like trying to paint us as in this milieu of being funded by Teal Bucks is there. I don't think it's super strong, but it's obviously like an implication that's not that subtle. Mm-hmm. But I've just been around in this game too many times on Twitter to really get that worked up about it, where it's just like, you know, if it's not somebody in broad strokes just being like, well, these people are associated with this element of the right, then it's certain elements online that we won't name here that are saying that we're associated with dirtbag left. And then at that point, that's the same thing as just saying like we're getting, I don't know, fucking Occupy Democrats money or shit like that, you know? And it's just kind of one of these things where it's like, well, it's going to happen one way or the other. And so I guess I just don't care. Maybe that's not a very good answer, but it's just one of these things where it's like, I mean, it's just going to happen one way or the other. And yeah, mm-hmm. like baked into it is a way of, I mean, once you can take something and kind of make it static and define it and put it into a little box, that is a way of kind of neutralizing it in a way,
of course.
And mm-hmm. invalidating it. And that can happen outside of intention or not. And I'm not even saying that this was unintentional or intentional, because it becomes this hall of mirrors. It's like it doesn't even matter. It misses the point to even determine that. I just don't really give a shit. It's sort of like COH just said. I know we were all texting about it yesterday. We were texting about it the last couple of days. I mean, I don't really like getting associated with anybody online. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. At this point, it's just kind of like getting a kick out of literally seeing us quoted in a large publication. Now, I don't know. Maybe you could make the argument that that it's a lot different to have some unhinged person who's really passionate about Rittenhouse or something saying that we're dirtbag leftists. That's a lot different than, you know, a fucking large
publication. Yeah, because I don't give a fuck about that kid. I don't give a fuck who those random like right towards that say. I don't give a fuck about that shit. That shit doesn't mean anything. Like, yeah, I mean, there's a difference.
So it's a scale random thing, you're saying.
Yeah, it's different. This isn't fucking Vanity Fair. Again, none of these fucks really have any credibility left, right? So it doesn't really matter that much, especially if they're writing garbage like this. Mm-hmm. But like,
exactly.
It matters really a little bit more. It matters a little bit more because fucking institutional.
It matters a little bit more because it shows the strength of our critique, I believe, and it shows that we have reached a certain place where they have to try to categorize us as deplorables, as untouchables, as quote unquote the new right that's taking all this dark money and this big publication because of the fact that we are reaching a lot of people and that it's something that people are connecting with, and it's dangerous for this, you know, moneyed, powered class that wants to keep things the way that they are. And so they want to lump us in with things that are going to make us untouchable to a large sect of people. And then we'll have people on the right, probably on like the conservative magazine or whatever the fuck eventually, writing about how you're an atheist or you don't care about trannies or whatever the hell it is, and that we're crypto dims and we're pulling up this person's ballot from 2016 where he voted for Bernie or fucking whatever the hell it is. I don't give a fuck what they want to say, dude. And I think that's the strength of our show, is that none of us do, obviously. We're spitting out whatever we honestly believe in the moment. We're changing our beliefs, or not our beliefs, but our opinions as we get through to each other, as we come across new knowledge, new points, things that make us change a little bit of our perspective. Yeah. There's no staticness to what we're doing at all. And because of that, they have to try to impose a static thing in order to be able to dismiss us. And I think that is not good nor bad or whatever the fuck. That's just going to be. And the fact that it's at a large scale speaks to the point that they had to do it at a large scale. They didn't have to include us in there for that quote. Like we're saying, it's intentional than putting us in there. I think you're right that they're trying to associate us with Peter Thiel, with dark money, with whatever the fuck they want to say. But here's the thing. I don't think that it matters what they say about us. It just matters that they're doing it at a large level. And that speaks to the progress that we've made and what they view us as being disrupting.
I mean, like, I think if Jacobin wrote a huge piece tomorrow and they're like famous dirtbag left podcast, the Fed Post, I would. Well, to be honest, I hate leftists. I hate leftists enough to where I would maybe be a little bit more uncomfortable in the way you're talking about, to be fair. But yeah, I mean, I would still be like, all right, let's go, whatever. I mean, it's just, I mean, these people are clowns. I'm just happy to see our name repeated in some, in some place with a higher level of signal. I mean, it's and at a certain point you can call that cynical. It absolutely is cynical. It's funny, man. I mean, I don't take these people seriously enough go ahead. Sorry.
This media shit's cynical no matter what. So if you're part of it, like, you're in the machine having to deal with it. So yeah, it's good that they're bringing us more attention. It's good that we've gotten more followers and listeners since the article. I mean, I don't see what's negative really about that, except for, yes, they are trying to paint us a certain way, but everyone always has and always will.
Well, and that's where I think the real conversation here, and we had been talking about this, is the usefulness of labels. Because I think that we play fast and loose with them out of necessity, because I think it makes sense for us. But I know that we had talked about, you know, maybe we should make more of a intentional effort to embrace levels on some level. Or did I say levels? Labels. Thank you. I'm having a stroke. Because then, you know, if you don't, you're leaving it to others who might not be sympathetic towards you to label you for you. That's an interesting thing. I'm still not particularly interested in labels, and that does extend to, I don't really care about things like this because I kind of understand that when I cross that line into just being like, I don't really care about labels. Yeah. To the extent that I do care about labels, it's helpful for me to at least like identify myself to people I'm talking to in real life when they're like, hey, what's this guy about? But yeah, I mean, I don't know. What are you guys' thoughts on labels?
I'm not preoccupied with labels or identity. I try not to be too focused on the self in general and trying to nail down the particulars of the self and focus inwardly on what's my personality and what are my, you know, political beliefs lining up with as far as a greater label or trend. I think that that's, I just don't think that's a good way to live. I think that this focus on identity is inherently anti-spiritual, and it separates us. And so I think of that on all levels. I don't really want to subscribe to any specific label because I don't think that I match up neatly with any label. I think that labels in themselves are inherently constricting. And so they put you in one path or another. They shape the way that things are going to be. You're going to be approaching things in the way that in the things that you have to understand, the tools you have to understand the things around you.
Well, and by that same tune, do you feel like you've been disempowered and limited by the person who wrote this article?
Absolutely the fuck not. I don't feel that anyone can disempower or limit me by labeling me any one thing ever. I just think that you can do that by doing it yourself and fixating on it all the time and trying to get so caught up in, am I this identity? What is my selfhood? What is this? What is this? I'm more focused on the collective identity, on the collective nature of man, of life on earth, et cetera, than I am on what am I specifically.
What about you, Sirka? He stepped away. Oh, no,
he didn't. I've said economic populist. I've said that for the show, right? If the three of us don't have exactly the same views and we disagree about a lot of shit, that seemed like the nice, simple blanket thing, kind of vague to just kind of like have some word for it, but not really pin any of us to anything, right? Mm-hmm. That's what I've said. So if you call me dissident right or call the show dissident right, it's not fucking true. It's a fucking lie. Okay. Mm-hmm. And listen, I don't like the fucking right. Okay. I really don't fucking like them. You know, I like people in the right. I like certain right wing people. I like certain leftists even. I have friends that are fucking libs. Okay. Individually, there's some people I like from whatever, right? Mm-hmm. I don't hold them to whatever, but I don't fucking like the right. I don't like them. I don't know if anybody's noticed from the things I've said lately. I don't fucking like I don't like the fucking worldview and the ideology. Yeah. I don't. So it is an insult to me. It's the same way if they had pinned me as a leftist, that would be very fucking insulting. Actually, that's more insulting. But this is still an insult to me. It is. So I don't view this as like a this is the enemy, right? Like these are the bad guys. These are the these journalists, right? They're fucking evil people, right? So there's no good way to interpret anything they say about any of us because they're journalists. I mean, they should be fucking lined
if
up.
If they're journalists and what they're saying, the opposite is always true. So if they're saying that we're a dissident right podcast, then we're fucking not. So like in my mind, it doesn't matter. In my mind, most normal people that have any type of reasonable grasp on reality that ever come across articles like that know the same thing, that you can't just trust what you read in print as being truth, that most of these people are completely full of shit, that they're slugs, et cetera, et cetera. And So to me, it has no bearing. No one that I'm worried about their opinion. Actually, I'm not even really worried about anyone's opinion on what I believe, what my specific label is, or how they want to label me, because I think that the critique itself speaks for itself. I think that the cream rises to the top. I think that there's inherent truth or inherent power to general universal truths.
Well, look, I wouldn't give a shit if people called me a leftist. The only reason I really gave a shit about it was because leftists would fucking talk to me about how I'm not leftist enough. How do you claim to be a leftist and you believe these things? Mm-hmm. That's the main reason why I was like, yo, you know what? I don't want anything to do with this. Like, shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear it anymore.
Yeah.
So that's how I feel about the right thing. That's more of my concern. You know, I'm not really super afraid of libs calling me Nazi or right wing. Like, that's kind of funny, right? I mean, barring them getting you fired or whatever. But as long as I'm anonymous, that's not really like, that's whatever. My real concern is right wingers who think I'm right wing, because a lot of them do.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, and it's like, look,
go ahead.
I'm just saying, listen, like this is what I've said to a lot of the right wing people who listen to us or whatever. You should just think of me as somebody who says something sometimes that you agree with. Keep it there. Okay. Mm-hmm. Do not fucking don't fucking associate me with whatever the fuck you are part of or whatever. Okay. Mm. Like, let's keep a healthy distance there. Okay. Nobody fucking owns me. Nobody can tell me what to say about anything. So, you know, like the Rittenhouse thing and all that shit, where people come to me and they start talking to me like, how can you say this and claim to be what? What the fuck are you talking about? I don't claim to be shit. So, you know what I mean? All those people can fucking suck my dick. Okay. Nobody can tell me what to say about shit. And listen, no right wingers that I like and have a rapport with, none of them would call me right wing. None of them would. They find that shit funny.
Mm-hmm.
And do these people know what I believe about religion? Like, I fucking hate religion to some degree. I honestly fucking do. Like, it's just insane. It's fucking insane. And it's fucking, yo, I mean, I don't understand.
Yeah, well,
what have I like said? What have I said that's right wing? I want to know. Like, what have I really said that's right wing?
I think we make more so than anything. And it's the fact that we have had a lot of right. Like, we've had on several of the people that they mentioned in that article and beyond. You know, we've had Keith Woods on. We've had people like that, et cetera. So that's why we're getting the association. Does that mean that we are personally right wing?
And I disagree with a bunch of them about a bunch of shit.
Of course. So absolutely. But
is it a crime to talk to someone? Like, is it a crime to fucking talk to someone and be like, hey, what do you think? Like, that's what's so fucking crazy.
They put
about
Joe Rogan
people
on the right wing fascist podcast list, dude. He's just having he had fucking Bernie goddamn Sanders on, dude. It's all about how the association and how they want to paint you. It has nothing to do with your actual critique or the content of what you're saying at all. It has to do with how can they label you and how does that affect you as a person?
And that's what's crazy about these people is that, like, literally just the act of talking to someone on the right means you're right wing. Yeah. That's what they really fucking believe. Just because I'll fucking talk to someone means I'm fucking right wing, even if I disagree with them about a billion fucking things. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how they really think about it. Like, that's why they're fucking freaks. That's why the Bernie people were freaking out when he went on fucking Rogan.
Yeah.
Like, they're fucking freaks.
Well, just like you're saying that no one has the ability to tell you what to think or what to say. Also, the same goes for you and these right wing people thinking that you're right wing. You're not. Sure. I wholeheartedly agree with that. But they can think that and they're going to think that regardless if you want to sit here and proclaim that you're not, or if you actually personally identify that way or not. People are going to cast a light upon you in whichever way favors them the most. No matter what you do in life, no matter what it is, no matter if what your medium is, if it's music, if it's podcasts, if whatever the fuck it is, the people are always going to try to label you, put you into some identity group to better understand you, better contain you, et cetera, et cetera. you have no control over that. All you have control over is how you react to that or how you handle yourself going forward and just not letting that even affect what you're saying.
That's fine. And, you know, let's just, I mean, maybe things just need to be clarified with people or whatever. Listen, I am against the fucking COVID thing for very different reasons than the right is. Okay, let's be fucking like super clear about that shit. Okay, the right, as far as I can tell, views a lot of the lib pandemic shit as what, like manifested evil, just evil. You know, that's the whole story. Demonry, crusade against white people, white genocide. Yeah, right. That's what the right believes. Okay, so that is, I've never said any of that shit. I think that shit is retarded. Okay, so let's just be fucking clear. Like, we have similar like oppositions to things for very fucking different reasons. Mm-hmm. Okay, I said it's a fucking power and wealth consolidation thing. Okay, that's how I view everything. Right. So if I view things like that, right, the right views all these this other stuff, this economic stuff, is sort of like a secondary thing. And the main thing is the culture thing. That's how they view it.
Individualistic failures.
Ask them. That's what I've asked them, and that's what they say they believe. Mm-hmm. Right. The economic thing is kind of like a sidecar. It's like a secondary effect to everything. Right. Mm-hmm. But the main thing is the evil demon shit. Whatever. That's the thing.
Metaphysics. The metaphysics.
That's for the right and the left. Thing is. For both.
Yeah. Of course. Mm-hmm. But let's. I feel like I haven't made it clear enough, and maybe I need to make it more clear.
No, I feel like you've made it pretty clear here.
Apparently not. Apparently not, because like a bunch of people think I'm the fucking same as these people, and I'm fucking not. I'm fucking not, and I'm really sick of it. I'm sick of it.
Yeah. I mean, again, I don't. I just. It's. Yeah. I mean, this is just gonna happen. I mean, that's why I can't really. I can't really totally connect now. What was that?
It's going to keep happening more and more now.
I can't really emotionally connect with the frustration all that much, to be honest, because again, I just see it as the logical outcome of basically just like this media environment and like just the way that the language works. But I can the point you were making earlier, I mean, is, you know, essentially just the way these labels can work puts you on the hook with people. Mm-hmm. I think that exists out in the real world. Certainly, you know, if I go to church and I tell people, obviously, that I identify as a Christian, then they're going to be surprised if, I don't know, I have a pentagram painted on my floor at home or something. I'm beholden to not have a pentagram on my floor at home. Right. But I think that level of expectation, being beholden to people based on labels, is really obviously amplified quite a lot online. And that's where, yeah, I mean, it's just there's a lot of this stuff operates outside of anybody's intention. It's just mechanical, right? So, I mean, like you get in front of a microphone and you say like, hey, you know, I like the color blue. And then a week later, somebody's like, hey, like, you know, I saw you liking this picture of a green car. And then all the blue stands are out just like trying to fucking, you know, tar and feather you or something. It's kind of just the way that works. So I just don't really give a shit. I mean, the only way to really get past it truly is to just start. Well, truly, I mean, is basically what I did by just getting off of social media. Now, I know that that's not really a good idea totally for us. But yeah, man, I mean, it's just I think a big part of it is just literally just like letting it roll off your back.
Yeah.
As far as the invalidation thing goes, because I see this also being described by people who do identify as the new right, who, in my opinion, on the opposite end of the spectrum, very comically to me, are really upset that mm-hmm. certain people such as us are being included in this. I do think that there is probably on some level a little bit of truth to the invalidation claim. Again, like I say, I look at it in a mechanical way and less of a like that was absolutely this guy's intention. But I think that that's how a lot of these things work. I think about what Keith Woods would talk about a lot, just being like, you know, he talks about him and a lot of these older alt writers would be the dominant force in the online right, if it wasn't for the fact that most of them got deplatformed. And I know that he like really hammered on Amy about this, of just being like, you know, and on the NRX people, of just being like, you know, you guys are the ones that are allowed to define this, because they don't want to associate us with this stuff. And to be honest, I do see a little bit of credence with that, especially considering that, like, you know, ultimately, none of us on here are right wing. I know that I'm maybe like the most, I have the, my politics are the most like a chimera Frankenstein's monster, and there's maybe a little bit of mystery there. But I mean, ultimately, I don't conceive of myself in that way. Yeah. But I can definitely understand, maybe there is something to be said for just like, you know, you're going to associate what's for all intents and purposes, and again, this is the trickiness of language, what's for all intents and purposes basically a left-wing podcast with this movement. I can understand the frustration there.
Yeah, I mean, there's frustration on both sides, right? It's like we were saying here, they're lumping us in with the new right to invalidate us to a certain sect of the population. And then they're lumping us in with the new right to invalidate the new right from a certain sect of the population. It doesn't fucking matter.
The inclusion of us in Good Old Boys is, in my mind, in and of itself, a dilution of this from a certain point too. And so then I find myself thinking that, and so then, you know, obviously, yeah, the points that CRK is making are true. I think that, you know, I mean, the second you make a representation of yourself in a media sphere and you put it out there, you know, I can't edit episodes from 3 months ago and people are listening to it and they're spinning their own yarn about it and they're building up the slav in their minds. It's like out of my control, and I'm just not going to really engage with it. And I can understand the frustration with it.
That's the thing with identity, though, right? It has nothing to do with your personal control. It has entirely to do with how people view you. What do you show up as to other people on the backdrop of their day-to-day understanding and experiences? So, you know, us coming out and trying to say strongly that we're one thing or another, it's really going to have no impact on that for people. Just like how, you know, if someone comes out and says, I'm a woman now, that's not going to have a strong impact on people who are going to still see them as a man or vice versa. You know what I mean? It has, this identity thing is never about what you're telling the world and screaming to the world that you are. It's about how you're being viewed by the people around you. And we're being viewed in this certain way, either functionally for a reason to invalidate us or the new writer or whatever, or just because we're associated with them more than tangentially. I mean, if you look at a guest list of ours, we have a lot of those people on there. We are in the same Twitter milieu as many of these individuals, regardless if we believe the same thing or not, because that's how we've kind of been contained and lumped into, because we are dissident voices. And the thing that COVID really strongly did was make all dissident voices end up just being people on the right one way or another. And so because of that, they just lump us in there. And for us looking out and scraping the bottom of the barrel, looking for dissident voices, we've just been talking mainly to a lot of right-wing people, regardless if we agree with them or not, especially in the podcast, because most of these people aren't listening to the goddamn podcast. They're just seeing who's on it. I mean, that's just what's going to happen. To me, I think it's haters are going to hate. We've had people hating us since the very beginning. It's their job, especially when you're in the media world, especially when you're some fucking dude that writes for goddamn Vanity Planet. So let them do their job. Hopefully it brings us more listeners, and one way or another, whether they like it or not, and more publicity, and hopefully more people hear our content and our message, and more people agree, and we reach a few more people. That's really all that there is to it. I was a little bit unsettled because of the fact that, that shows that we're breaking into a certain mainstream. And so then I started worrying really badly about this Taylor Lorenz shit, about doxing kind of stuff. That's my only concern with it. I don't give a fuck what they want to paint me as. I just don't want them sending their keyboard warriors after our bullshit.
Keyboard warriors. I think, and that's actually a segue into another thing that I was interested to touch on with this, which is, I mean, unless CRK, you have anything to comment on before I...
Yeah, I do. I do. Yes, I mean, please. in terms of leaving things too open-ended and then other people kind of craft things around you, I mean, maybe I just need to be fucking clear about shit. Maybe I need to fucking be more clear about what I believe, because there's a lot of times where I feel like I don't feel the need to clarify things. And if I do, people tell me, why do you feel the need to do that? Why do you keep talking about this? Like, why are you so pressed about that? Because I guess I'm not making myself clear enough. Apparently I'm not, because, you know, there's a reason why the left wingers stopped talking to me about why I'm not left enough. They don't do that anymore. You know why? Because they know I'm not fucking one of them. That's why. They know. I mean, I put like a fucking football field between us. They know that I fucking hate them and that we disagree on fundamental things. So that's why. Now, the right, I mean, I just never felt that. I don't feel the need as much because they're not in power. They're weak now. You know, if it's a pendulum thing or whatever, they're out of the center. So I don't fucking feel the need to, like, you know, go at them all the time or clarify our differences. I don't feel the need, but maybe I fucking need to, because I need to fucking make, you know,
it, you don't, maybe, think, maybe, but you don't think that's like Sisyphus? Like, that's kind of the point I'm saying is that just like baked into all of this. It's like, you know, if I go and I shake somebody's hand, like, and then they have an impression of me, that's like, at that moment, it's no longer in my control. And so, like, for me to try to just constantly control this abstraction of how I'm viewed is ultimately Sisyphean, right? Like, I'm just pushing the fucking rock up the hill. I can't solve this thing. Does that make sense?
No, yeah. I can't. But there's... Listen, but there's a good amount of right-wing people who go at me all the time because they want to prove to people that I'm not a real right-winger. That is a regular thing that happens. Why? I have no fucking idea. Why does that happen? I don't get that at all. Why do they feel the need to prove to people that I'm not right-wing when it's fucking obvious? When I'm black...
Well, why do you feel the need right now to prove to people that you're not right wing when it's fucking obvious with the content of what you're saying?
Because it's not obvious to people. It's not obvious to people. Apparently it isn't. It isn't. But listen, listen, if I'm atheist and not white in America, there is zero way I could be right wing. And when I say right wing, I'm not talking about conservative. I talk about these things two different ways. You know, people would make a distinction between left and lib. And I used to believe that, and there's not really much of a distinction, right? It's more aesthetic, whatever. Conservative and right, there is a distinction, okay? I'll give them that. You know, this is kind of a bit of credit to them. These guys are a little bit harder and hardlined and more principled against the GOP and the conservatives than the left are against their counterparts. I'll give that to them. Now, the real right are the trads and the wignats. That's the real fucking right, okay? Keith Woods is a real right winger. He is. And he fucking is, he's about it. He's seriously about that shit. The Wignat shit. He means it. I know he does. Well, I don't know if he means it, but like he's willing to put his fucking balls on that and you know, take a lot of, you know, the lumps that come with that. Orin is really legitimately NRX, like trad. He's like about that. He's not trying to go back just like a couple decades, right? He's trying to go back pre-enlightenment. He's all the way balls deep in it. Like, he means it. You have to respect that shit because they fucking mean it, right? Yeah. You know, there is no way I could be confused with them. No way. No fucking way. And people in those camps or whatever, like, there's no need to check me and make sure that I'm not mixed up with them because there's no fucking way. You know what I mean? And that's why I say me being a Blasian and fucking atheist means it's physically impossible to be part of that because they have very strict rules and parameters to what constitutes their thing. You know what I mean? Like the nature of their beliefs is very, what's the word? Like it's got thick boundaries. It's got rigid boundaries. Yes, exactly. The conservatives, they're going woke, right? So they got all these they got Lady MAGA and they got fucking Christian Walker and all this other like queer shit going on. And token blacks and whatever. They got that, right?
Because they got all that gay shit going on over there.
They're more amorphous or whatever, so they're allowing all that. But, like, that's the conservatives, right? That's a big difference between right-wingers. Yeah. So I cannot be right-wing. Now, if you want to mix me up for a conservative, I guess you could say that's kind of weird. I mean, I don't think anyone would really consider me conservative. Like, that's kind of fucking weird.
See, okay, but, like, You should just start putting Blasian and atheist in your bio along with in any of the people, economic populist, pro mob, yeah, so that people just go ahead and just pick it up right there.
No, but people take everything aesthetically, right? They take the aesthetic of me saying things against the elite as like, oh, a conservative wouldn't say this.
Yeah,
this
that's what I'm
like,
saying,
this,
dude.
This is a little bit edgier than a conservative, so you must be with the right. And the right is all Wignads and trads. So, you know, somebody do the math for me. That doesn't make any, there's no room for me to be in there. You
of
know
course
what I mean?
Not,
yeah,
dude.
I mean, I don't think that the right is all Wignats and trads. I think that, AR. I think that the sect that, no, of course they aren't, right? I mean, conservatives are technically the right still, right? Just like how, and I mean, maybe we would disagree with this, but like normie libs are still technically, I mean, in a certain way of defining it, of the left, right? Of course there's sure. like, of course neocons are still right wingers, right? I think that we're getting down the rabbit hole now, we're past the event horizon of just the absolute black hole that is, you know, what the fuck any of these labels even mean.
Sure.
And I don't really know how much any of us really want to get into that. But I mean, yeah, I mean, we're talking about, I think it helps. And this is an issue of language, right? Which is also why I have a hard time just getting so upset about it, is because this is kind of just a linguistic issue more than anything in my mind, all the way down. But like, we're talking about reactionaries right now. We're not necessarily just talking about right wingers. You're not a reactionary, and you're not a reactionary for the very specific reasons that you gave. I would agree with that. I don't necessarily think that precludes group membership to the right. But yeah, just you know, for the sake of clarity.
I mean, I agree. I agree with what you're saying. I mean, I think there's more of a difference between the right and the conservatives than there are with the left and the libs. That's the difference I would make. If you're going to brush the libs as leftists, like, I get that, because what the fuck's the difference? They do all the same shit. You know, they have aesthetic differences, but I mean, you could argue the right is aesthetically just conservatives, but like, I don't know. They've got a little bit more, teeth in the game. That's how I view it.
I mean, you can still kind of serious. You can still kind of see it. You know what I mean? There still are dissident right people that will, you know, just fucking sip that retard juice and just think that, like, you know, just
Marjorie
just,
Taylor Greene is based and all.
Exactly.
That. Yeah,
exactly. Oh, yeah, let's exactly. go, Brandon. Look at this sticker on my gas pump. Like, it's kind of embarrassing, right? And honestly, I still maintain, like, how uncritically the fact that, like, the midterm platform for the GOP is just pedophile teachers. That's right. kind of insane. Like, that's kind of, I mean, we are like Soviet Union levels of being looted right now by oligarchs.
Yes.
And
we're
basically doing a right wing version of cancel culture against teachers. Now, having said that, it's so significantly more ethically justified, and and I am in support of it. But it is still a little bit weird that it's being propped up a little bit at the detriment of any economic policy, but I digress. I'm kind of going off a little bit.
I mean, that's all the politics in America. It's all cultural shit propped up, you know, in preference over economic issues. Like, we're sitting here talking about the left or talking about the right, etc. But at the end of the day, ultimately, economically, most of what we're dealing with in mainstream politics in general in America is going to be economically right insofar as it's corporatist. And so, I mean, that's where these terms really start to fall apart. And so I just can't get hung up on worrying about that shit. I really just can't. I don't know. I don't know. I know, like, I have some reactionary politics. I think I'm going to accept that. But, like, I'm not a reactionary. Like, I don't believe those things that they believe. I disagree with a lot of it, sure. But, like, people are going to paint you whatever way. So I really just can't care about it. I'm just going to keep saying the things I'm saying, stay in my lane, be consistent with what I believe, and keep learning and moving that way.
I'm just annoyed by right-wingers that think I want to be right-wing, that think I want something like this. They think I want to be on fucking Tucker.
Oh, yeah, dude. They think the same
Vanity
about us.
Fair
yeah.
to call me, like, oh, the new right. They think, because they want that shit. They want that shit, and they're fucking jealous, and they're mad that it comes to me, and they think that I want that shit. I don't fucking want that shit. I do not.
You're like, you take it.
Yeah, I would happily let these motherfuckers have this. Like, please, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want it. I really don't want it. Like, and maybe people don't believe me, but I'm serious. This is not something that I've, like, aspired to. It is not. Yeah. It is not what I've aspired to. I didn't aspire to shit, man. I was just trying to do this fucking show and talk to interesting people. That's it. I swear to God. Like, I'm not, yo, but I don't know.
Well, again,
I'm sick of these fucking people trying to, like, fucking gatekeep me from something that I have no interest in being part of. That is the thing that is frustrating. I have no fucking interest in being part of the new right or whatever. And this is what's so funny about them talking about the scene thing and like this fucking writer, whoever wrote this, who writes like a fucking teen girl, like Tumblr blogger. He's like, oh, I was at this party. This is like, oh, it's very hip. This type
it
of
is, it is smarmy. It is smarmy.
Shit. It's fucking gay. Look, yeah, cultural, like Vanity Fair is a cultural magazine, right?
You know, Vanity Fair is gay as shit.
It's
general,
a cum rag.
Bro.
So inherently, they're going to be talking about stupid shit like this. But like, yeah, I don't want them ever to mention me. I don't ever want to be mentioned in some like cum rag like that.
You should
that.
Roll up there and punch them in the face, tell them to keep your name out their mouth.
Yeah, I want to. But honestly, you know, listen. I mean, like, you know, this like it's his whole take of everything is very like it's scenestery, it's hipstery, it's all like that's the angle he's looking at it all from.
Yeah.
What's being said doesn't really matter. And people in our area or whatever, they want that. They fucking want that. They want to be the it girl. That's what they fucking want. Like, that's what these losers want. And they think it's cool. Yo, I've said it before. There's nothing cool about talking about politics. Nothing cool about it. This is nerd shit. Okay? Like, let's just be real. Let's just be honest with ourselves. This is nerd shit. Okay?
I don't know, bro. I'm a Chad, dude. I don't know about you.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, okay.
I'm an alpha male podcaster.
Yeah, so that's a different game.
Sigma, probably. But, like, I'm just gonna, like, I'll just admit it. Like, I'm on some nerd shit with this shit. I know I am. Okay? Like, this nothing cool about me doing this. There's nothing cool about any of this. Okay? This is not what cool people talk about.
Yeah, bro. Look at our icon. There's nothing cool about that, bro. Like, you know what I mean?
Nerd shit. This is nerd shit. And, like, it's just like these people on the dirtbag right who I'll just, you know, I'll come up with a new label, the dirtbag right or whatever, who crave this. This is what they have dreams about at night getting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they... Like, I want them to have this. I really
That's
do.
Why I enjoyed it a little bit. It's because it got them so tight. And I was like, yeah, word. Hopefully you just stay tight like that for a little
but
while.
They earned it, though, because they're grinding. They're saying all the fucking, you know, they're saying all the wild cultural takes that, like, get their hot takes, you know. They're scraping the mills for all that. They're calling themselves the right. They're literally calling themselves
announcing
the right.
Announcing it, yeah.
Announcing, making announcements and shit like that. And, like, They've earned it. Like, I feel like I took something from them. You know what I mean? It's not fair.
Yeah, redistribute the Vanity Fair articles.
I'm serious. Like, and that's the other thing. Like, them being so mad at us, it's like, you know, it's another thing that's frustrating about it is like, I don't want this shit. I don't want it. Like,
dude,
I want you to have it.
It was a mistake to ever let me book guests for the podcast.
Oh, dude, I guess me too, though, because I don't think it's even changing positively in any other direction. I've been trying to reach out and bring, like, left-leaning guests on a little bit more, but
it's just impossible.
Like, dude, that's what I was saying earlier.
Listen, our guest list, look, I'm looking at our guest list right now, right? Thaddeus Russell, right winger? Nah. Good old boys. Would you call?
He considers himself more right, though. I believe, based upon his like when he was talking with us, it seemed as though he was including himself.
Thaddeus is like. Well, here we go. I don't want to weigh into this, Thaddeus. If you're listening, I mean, you know, shame on me if I get it wrong. But I always considered him more in line with like a left anarchist.
Yeah, his
tradition.
Politics are of like liberation, et cetera, it seems.
Yeah, I mean, there was a little bit of friction between us when we were talking about a number of social things.
Postmodern stuff, et cetera.
Correct.
Twink Rev, Alexi, who else? Red Star Radio, Alex G, right wingers, famous right wingers, right? Gay Stepdad, Psy, Rare Candy, Fredo. These are all right wingers, right? Egg God, Hoops, and Lilith. Well, Lilith, yeah, I guess. Doomer, Jug, Cyber Resistor, Lee Fang, James Healy, and Griff Shop. These are not Nicole.
Well, James Healy is a right winger.
Is he, bro?
I thought he was.
Look, I don't want to get into this.
Who knows what any of these motherfuckers are, dude? God damn it. Who cares?
You just literally arrived at what I've been saying the whole fucking time, which is I don't want to get into this. It's this whole game. It's Sisyphean, right? This is the true sissy hypno. Like, this is pushing the rock up the fucking hill. And as much as, I mean, you know, on one hand, he's, the whole like cool kids club in the article is also just literally referencing stuff that Moldbug says just about like, you know, elite theory politics. But beyond that, in a much more immediate and tangible way, never forget that what we are all doing is taking place on what kind of fucking media? It's social media. I mean, from the ground up, this is all sprouting from the fucking hen house. Okay. From a structure, from a platform that built into it has innate characteristics that lead towards clickiness and towards group allegiance and things like that.
For sure.
And so, at the end of the day, no amount of posturing and no amount of rock pushing up hills in the depths of fucking Tartarus is going to change the fact that like we're not going to change the innate characteristics of Twitter. Maybe Elon Musk will, right?
Yeah, he's going to make everyone put in a goddamn government issued ID to tweet.
Oh, man. I don't think he would do that, but I don't give a shit about it.
Or what was it? He said authenticating that all users are real humans was a part of what his goal would be.
Well, yeah, but you don't need to have people punt. I mean, you can just have a... I mean, you've done authentications online that don't require you to put your driver's
license. Robot shit? Or yeah, you just click the sidewalk pictures.
These robots are not sending their best, you know? But... anyways, that was my point. But I mean, again, it's just like I'm gonna have friends over tonight and I'm gonna be like, all right guys, like, you know, so I've done a lot of talking tonight and I know that I now exist in your mind in an abstract form, but if you guys go home and have any fucking gay thoughts about me tonight, I'm gonna fucking kill you, dude. Because like, you can't think about me in a way that I don't condone. I'll fucking end you. Yeah. No, I mean, whatever.
I'm not thin-skinned, all right? People say wild shit about me online.
I'm just saying,
like, people have called me literally every single thing under the sun. Every ideology. And the right, they say wild shit, obviously. But, like, I've been called everything. So I don't... Like, that doesn't really faze me, but like, this is, again, it makes me sound like I'm credentialing these people, but like, this is a fucking big magazine, you know what I mean? And like, this is not some random Anon replying to me saying that I'm the N-word or I'm a fascist or a Nazi or whatever. I don't give a fuck about that. This is different. And yeah, I mean, look, as far as like, you know, what you're saying about the bookings or whatever, like, you know, for people who don't know, like I did bookings and then Slav did bookings and then CUH is doing them now. Like there was a streak where we had a lot of right wingers on, but I wanted to talk to right wingers and Slav got a lot of right wingers on. Now, maybe it was a lot at once. Maybe, you know, that's when people started saying like, oh, you guys are like trying to steal. That's where I felt like that kind of tension thing where it was like, oh, you're trying to steal our thunder or whatever. It's like, bro,
they thought we were trying to rebrand like they do.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, which, maybe we shouldn't have done so many at the same time or whatever. But like, who are we supposed to know at the time that that's a problem or whatever? Like, we're feeling it out. We don't know shit. Like, we're just, you know what I mean? Like, but like, we're not that calculated, you know what I mean? We're not like sitting around like, hey, why don't we break into this market, whatever. Like, I don't know, man. I'm sick of this shit. I'm sick of these people. I want all journalists fucking lined up. I want them fucking lined up. I hate media people. I'm sick of this shit, man. It's been 2 years, and like, you know, I guess this comes with what you're, you know, what we're doing, whatever. Yeah. But like, I don't like this shit. I don't like this shit. I don't like these people. I'm seeing some ugly shit out of people. Like the jealousy or whatever, like people that I used to like and people I used to respect or whatever. And like, it's, I don't know, man, this shit is fucking, it's fucking gay. And dude, I don't even talk like that. This shit is gay as shit, man.
Whoa, you say you're not a right winger, bro.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I don't know. I honestly feel like my mind has been wrung out of everything I have to say on this topic.
Yeah, I'll leave it alone. Whatever.
Well, yeah. I will say, if we're not having fun right now, we better strap in because this is probably going to happen.
Going to say that.
Yeah. This stuff is going to continue to happen more frequently. And so,
I'll just make it more clear that I'm not right winger. I'll just make it more clear. I haven't made it clear enough. I'll just make it more clear. Simple as that. Like, you know, I'm not going to let these fucking people. Whatever degree I can control it, I'm going to try. Like I did it with the left. Nobody calls me a leftist anymore. I forced myself out of that. I forced myself out of it so that they stopped saying it, and they did. Now, if somebody goes on and says, "Oh, CRK, he claims to be a Marxist, he claims to be a leftist," people would look at you like you're crazy. So I'm, you know, whatever I can do to make sure that, like, I'll make sure that to whatever.
See, I don't think
it's just
right,
different
though.
People calling you a leftist now. It's just different group of people calling you a leftist exactly. rather than saying
you're. I don't care if right wingers call me a leftist because I understand why they call me a leftist. That makes sense. But leftist calling me a leftist is a different thing. It's a different thing because then they get to fucking check me and act like they can fucking dictate what I say. And listen, we've been in group chats. I've been in group chats where people try to tell me what to say.
Oh, yeah.
People try to tell me the nerve of these fucking people. They try to tell me what the fuck to say as if I fucking get paid by them or something. Mm-hmm. Or as if they fucking as if I don't have a job and this isn't my main source of income and I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. And it's the most insulting shit in the world.
I get it. But I guess it's just like, and yet, like, then why should we care if leftists call us right wingers? Because if right wingers calling you a leftist isn't a big deal, then why should left wingers calling
right wingers are quote tweeting and being like, "Oh, look at these guys. They claim to be a right wing. They're getting this right wing clout and they're not
leftists."
Even a
would do the exact same thing, mm-hmm. dude.
Guess
I mean,
maybe
just,
we're reaching a larger audience now through those quote tweets.
It's just an epithet. It's just an epithet. You know what I mean? Like, team A is going to call you team B as an insult and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want right wingers thinking I'm right wing. That's it. Left wingers can call me right wing. That's okay. But I don't want fucking right wingers thinking that.
I think we're speaking past each other a little bit because the point I'm saying is just that it's just like, I mean, yeah, I don't, I'm not even entertaining that. Of course, I guess my preference would be for people to not associate me with things that I'm not associated with, but it's kind of an irrelevant thing because it's going to happen either way. And so the response isn't for me to try to do anything.
Yeah, I mean, we can
it,
leave
I
this. I hate religion and I don't care about white genocide. I'm not worried about white genocide. Just so everybody listening and 100% crystal clear, uh-huh. these are not things I'm worried about. Okay? I'm not. Uh-huh. So just so everybody knows, like, as clear as fucking possible, I am not fucking stressed about white genocide and I am not fucking religious at all. So, you know, we can leave it. We can go to something else.
Yeah, I'm on some hippy dippy woo woo shit. People still say that about me, so fuck it, dude.
a prominent new right figure, correct opinion haver on some woo-woo shit. Well, what the fuck else did we have to talk about besides
Taylor Lorenz, the doxing, which I think kind of ties in a little bit with what I was saying was my only real worry with this whole thing.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I mean... All right, that was part one of our episode. If you'd like to listen to part two, you can find that at patreon.com/fedpost. Thanks for listening.